From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The White House says President Trump has scheduled another phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. It's unclear what will be the main topic, but Putin's continued backing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will likely get attention. Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin have spoken several times since Trump's election, just days after reiterating that military options for dealing with North Korea are under consideration. President Trump said he is willing to meet its leader, Kim Jong-un. The potential dramatic shift in the U.S. posture toward the Asian adversary comes as Pyongyang continues to conduct ballistic missile launches and is believed poised to conduct its sixth underground nuclear test. White House spokesman Sean Spicer and President's willingness to meet with the North Korean leader.
He is still the head of state, there's a diplomatic piece to this, but the bottom line is the president's going to do what he has to do right now. He's building a coalition in the region.
Some U.S. lawmakers have varying views to the president's statement about Kim Jong-un.
Saying that the United States of America would be honored to receive them. I think it is bad policy and sends a wrong message to millions of people around the world who look to America for moral leadership.
I think you'd have to have some parameters before such a meeting would take place, but I'd be very skeptical.
President to president? I don't know, but I think it's never harmful to talk.
And the White House says that there is no Trump-Kim meeting in the offing as of now, and it won't occur unless North Korea does actually end its provocative behavior in pursuit of nuclear weapons. And the Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a new set of policies softening its stance against Israel. This is VOA News.